Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I have the lovely Rainer James with me today, and her husband, Hal James.
Hey there.
Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Mary, did you get a nap today? Oh, she was yawning just before we came on here. I was wondering
what the inside joke was. I didn't get it.
Well, we've had a busy week, today especially, and today being Wednesday, because that's when we record. And by the time this show airs, there will be a lot of breaking news, that more and more discoveries and things are coming out. Talking about, of course, let me explain it this way. The left have become masters of accusing other people of what they're guilty of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've done it for years.
Yes.
They lie. They cheat. They steal. I'm talking about votes, of course. Anything they can do.
You sure they limit themselves to votes?
No, I'm not.
They personally enrich themselves at the taxpayers' expense.
Right. But like I pointed out, they have become masters at pointing the finger at their opponent and accusing them of what they are guilty of.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this time it's about to come back
this
to bite them, isn't it?
This time it has turned around on them.
About to bite them.
And it's starting to get some very high-level attention. I've been following it for months on some of the conservative podcasts. And, you know, there's lots of sources out there nowadays with the internet. It's unlimited what's available to you if you'll just go out there and look. And when you start hearing the same thing from dozens of different sources, even though they're not mainstream media and they don't have Pepsi and Budweiser and Colgate and everybody else in the world funding them, they're just, you know, kind of flying by the seat of their pants. But citizen journalists have started breaking a lot of these stories way out in advance of when mainstream media can no longer ignore the facts.
Yes. They're just getting better and better, aren't they?
Right. And that's what's happened here. So much evidence have come to light and has caught the attention of some of those conservatives in Congress. And some of these citizen journalists have met with them, talked to them. And we've got it going on right here. Our own Major Dave, that has been investigating the voter or to vote
count discrepancies,
right. Yes, at the state level.
At the state level. He's sent all his facts and information up to the national level to the, what's the name of that committee?
Pence-Kobuch Commission on Election Integrity, formed by President Trump.
Well, right. I think that's wonderful that it's going up that high.
He specifically said which one. But he credits it's getting to their attention to one of our members of Congress, a North Carolina congressman.
Right.
I'd be real interested in finding out point who that
is. I can probably guess who it wasn't. So. But anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit today. And the root cause of all that is integrity, or the lack of it. The morals. All those things that we have seen the left take out of our society, removing the family unit, taking history and religion and just ethics and morals, have all been trashed, and now we're seeing the results of it.
But there's another aspect to it. Another reason for it is voter apathy.
Voter apathy.
Because if we don't hold our elected officials accountable, nobody's going to.
Right.
And when we have elections in our city a couple of weeks ago, what was 11%?
No, it was 18%.
18%? That's one out of five people.
But there was other counties that it was like 6%, 7%.
Yeah.
And a worse illustration of that was that mayor down in Charlotte that caused all the trouble on HB2, and right. She was elected by an 8% turnout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a theory about that runs along with all of this, and that is as – what Rick was talking about, bubbling up from below the surface, citizen journalism,
mm-hmm.
I think as more and more people realize that individual citizens, not elected to anything, can have an influence on our government and the way things are running, that more and more people will become active. I think the apathy comes from the feeling of helplessness and hopelessness.
Right, and we're going to get into that. We've talked about crowdsourcing and all.
That's exactly
what
I was going to do that.
The tools that we plain citizens have today with the internet,
mm-hmm.
we can do just about anything we want to do. If we get people, like you said, get rid of the apathy, and get them busy, we can turn all this around. We've got to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and I can't wait to get back and get started.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. For fresh, delicious seafood, come to Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro. We've got a big variety to choose from. Do you like shrimp, scallops, salmon? We've got them. We've got all sorts of fish. Right now, come for the soft-shell crabs from our place. Sausage and salmon we smoked with pecan wood, deviled crabs, and even peanuts we boil ourselves. You can also pick up seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sauces at Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlantic. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in Eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we had started conversation prior to the break, and we're going to pick it up and continue it now. But I want to start by saying this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That was family, God, morals, laws. For many, many, many years, decades, this country taught their children to respect other people, to be polite, to behave. There were rules that we went by. And those biblical principles we used in the development of our founding documents,
it
shows all the way through them. Matter of fact, most of these monuments that are offensive to people nowadays, that they want taken down or destroyed, they are evidence of some of those principles. You take the gates to Harvard. I'm surprised they haven't been torn down, you know.
Well, they're in cement. It's hard.
Well,
heavens.
Well, you talked about apathy and the way some of the things get into our society is because of apathy. People aren't going to the polls. They aren't making the right choices or not making any choices at all. So a minority of the population can actually get in there and make things happen. I mean, who would ever thought, our forefathers would never thought that a professional comedian with no background in politics or government or probably never graced the pages of the Constitution. I'm just making that statement. I don't know it to be true. But evidence by the way he votes and acts that he either hasn't or he doesn't care about what it says. Mm. We've had professional wrestlers,
Cowboys.
Well,
I'm just kidding you, Rick.
It was a cowboy with a white hat, though.
Yes, right.
We saw an example of how involvement can really make a difference when we were in New England, because we lived in a very small town that had a town meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And the town meeting was open to all voters. And it was also open to anyone who was in the town that wasn't a registered voter, but they had to sit in a separate section because they didn't have the right to vote. And the town, there were probably about 2,000, maybe 2,500 registered voters in the town. And maybe 300 or 400 showed up at the town meeting. And the annual budget was determined by a vote at the town meeting. Every item on the budget was discussed and voted on. So essentially, you had 300 or 400 people determining the spending, which of course then resulted in the taxation being determined for that town for the next year, and that's an awfully small percentage making some awfully big decisions.
Yeah,
well, Mary, the percentage is a lot lower here in Craven County because we have 7 people that make all those decisions.
That's true.
Well, look at some of the big issues. That one person, abortion.
Yep, a judge.
Well, you know, I was recently at a meeting where a conservative politician, or whatever you want to say, somebody who was in government, made a statement that it was a huge advantage to us conservative people that that's the case. Because look how we can influence an election, for instance, if we all get out and we have our palm cards or we start talking to people about the person that we would best, we think, would follow the Constitution if elected, or mm-hmm. the judge that would make judgments on the Constitution, not on his own opinions, and we get out and do those kind of things, and we can influence a relatively large percentage of the voters with a relatively small number of people. So in some cases, that turns to an advantage to a real constitutionally conservative organization like ours.
Right.
Well,
and that's what we're trying to do here with this radio show, is to get the message out to people that by presenting the facts like the voter statistics from the last election.
And when you stop and think about it, it's always been a relatively small percentage of people who make a difference. Wasn't it something like 3% of people who actively participated in our American Revolution?
Absolutely.
And that has changed the course of history forever, I hope.
Before I would try to encourage a huge number of people to turn out, I'd like to first inform themselves.
Right.
I mean, a lot of the people that you see go to the polls and are frankly real happy to have a palm card with somebody that says, these are the most conservative voters, these are the ones I'd like to see you support, that they know actually following the events, they seem to appreciate that. Because a lot of the folks that come in to vote haven't had the time or taken the time to research really how these people might vote if elected.
Generally want to know what they want to do about one or two offices, but not everything on the ballot.
Right, exactly. That's true.
One of the things that we saw when we were working the polls at the 2016 primary was we were handing out palm cards. And when the results came back, most of the winners in our area where we were doing the palm cards were the ones listed on the palm cards.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because we were the ones handing them out and saying, these people have this position.
Yep. A few people now, can make a difference if they go to the trouble
We were doing all of that as not as members of CCTA, but as
individuals.
You're right.
Good point.
Gotta remember which hat we have on sometimes, don't we?
Well, let me point out the caveat to that. And there is one. Mm-hmm. As you all know, I ran for school board. And
we appreciated it very much.
Really. Right, and I had a lot of support there.
You bet your bippy you did.
But my opponent was, they weren't palm cards, they were voter guides. My opponent was listed on voter guide as being African-American Democrat. But he wasn't.
Mm-mm, neither.
He was neither African-American nor Democrat. He was a registered Republican. What was strange was the actual Democrat wasn't even listed on there. So you have to be careful when somebody puts something in you. If you're walking into the polls, it's too late for you to verify that.
Yeah.
You need to know before you get to the palm cards are great and helpful, but you need to know the source that's handing you that information and whether or not the information is accurate.
Sure.
Yeah, and another thing that happened that affected the Supreme Court election very much here in North Carolina was the position on the ballot.
Yes.
Was confusing to people.
Right. Well, all that information right now, you can go out and look online, go to the Craven County Board of Elections website, and you can see all the candidates that are registered for the election, who's going to be on the ballot. And you can start doing the research now. You don't have to wait till election day.
Unfortunately, all of this was predicted not that long ago by a fellow who passed away this past summer named Zbigniew Brzezinski. His daughter, fitfully, is on the evening news, or in the morning news, excuse me, of sorts. And his comment was, shortly the public will be unable to reason or think for themselves. They'll only be able to parrot information they've been given on the previous night's news. Or, like I said, in this case, the morning news, because it's kind of a good field that he pushed his little girl into to shape people's public opinion.
Right.
And that's the problem with not having a truly informed electorate with everything. Even though it's incredibly convenient to get whatever news you would like, people are still dependent on mass information and a very select few actual informing editors that decide what goes in and what doesn't.
Right. There's so much that can be found out there today.
Mm-hmm.
Online, but you can't trust all of it. And I really urge people to do your homework, check the sources, verify it, you know, and go ahead and start doing it now. Don't wait until a week before or a few days before.
That's a good point, Rick, because for the 2018 election, especially in the North Carolina House, they're already a lot of people who've announced that they're going to run for those offices, they're just a little more than a year away. So there's information out there. You can find out who these people are and, talk to them or study up on them and things like that.
And sometimes, quite frankly, their backgrounds and other things going on in their lives contradicts what comes out of their mouths, and people need to know that, too.
And if they're an incumbent, their voting record's online.
Yep.
Don't take what the commercials on TV are saying for granted as the truth.
Because, again, the two are liable to diverge.
Right. We have congressmen and senators that run on one ticket or the other, but when they get up there and vote, they don't vote like the rest of their party votes.
There's also another aspect to that. Sometimes you'll see an ad that says, this senator voted against veterans' benefits. Well, that sounds horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But when you investigate the bill, mm-hmm. there might have been one little sentence in it about veterans' benefits.
Right.
And the rest of it was horrible things that no one would support.
Right. That's a tactic that's used way too often.
And you just, when you see that, you've got to research, okay, what bill are they talking about and what else was in the bill? Because that's just such an easy manipulation. It's done all the time.
Yep.
Right. I'd like to see each bill stand on its own for whatever the topic of that bill is and nothing else added into it.
That would be wonderful.
I don't think many people go to the trouble, but it's just so doggone easy to go on the North Carolina Board of Elections, General Assembly website,
mm-hmm.
and look, you got a bill number there, or bill subject. It'll search by subject matter. A lot of ways to search and find out what bill is active that you're interested in, and read the doggone thing. They're usually not very long.
And then on the national level, there's a website called thomas.gov, and you can go on there and find out anything that's gone on in Congress. You can read the congressional record. You can look up bills. You can look up people's voting records. You can look up anything.
Yeah.
And that was set up during the time that Newt Gingrich was in Congress to try to make Congress more transparent to the voter, and they do a very good job with it.
There was one campaign promise made in this last election that so many people jumped on the bandwagon for and are all for it. That's drain the swamp.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you. That one man is not going to drain the swamp.
Well, the good news is, speaking of the 2018, we've got a lot of these guys self-draining.
Yes.
I don't know about anybody else in here, but the people who are choosing not to run in their own primaries because they know that they would likely get embarrassingly close or lose.
But why? Why are they choosing not to run? They've been polling their own states and found out we can't get enough. We got
in the case of like Jeff Flake, where Kelly Ward won this election, this primary, by challenging John McCain and coming very, reasonably close. In an election year, whenever it was very tough to beat an incumbent because everybody was worried about retaining seats that were going to be up. And now Flake is looking at her star having risen and realizing this is not the way you go down an ignominious defeat. So, I'm glad he's gone, Corker's gone, mm-hmm. quite a few of these others who have been obstructionist, even though they happen to have R's by their name.
Right. Well, that's one of the points I was trying to make is people need to start informing themselves because it's your being active. If you get asked in a poll, you'll have an informed answer. Not just, I don't know, I'm not really familiar with the people. That's already changing the 2018 elections because people have already made up their mind based on performance and facts and current events that there's certain people they just are not going
to
vote for.
They don't have to go away mad, but they just want them to go away.
Yes.
Right.
I want to make another comment about draining the swamp. There's a story that I don't think has gotten a lot of coverage. Judicial Watch is a watchdog group. It's nonpartisan. They go after Republicans and Democrats. And they've been working for a couple of years now on a scandal about, remember when all the banks were fined because of the mortgage crisis and they were fined millions of dollars by the government?
Right.
Well, Bank of America was fined for Countrywide Mortgage and Merrill Lynch, things that those companies had done before Bank of America owned them. But Bank of America had to pay $1 million fines for the actions of these companies they didn't own. So where did the money go? You would think that the money would go back to the government into the treasury, would you not?
Sure.
Well,
something tells
that's
me
that's not what happened. According to Investors Business Daily, it went to La Raza, National Community Reinvestment Coalition, Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, and a lot of liberal groups.
Social programs.
Upwards of $3 billion was the amount we're talking about. This is not, chump change, even by government standards.
This is serious
money. Billion here, a billion there. Eventually, we're talking about real money.
Well, yeah. Jeff Sessions decided that this was not appropriate. So, Attorney General Sessions has issued a memo banning the Department of Justice, because this was all done under the Department of Justice, from entering into third-party settlement agreements after substantial evidence emerged implicating the Obama DOG in such practices. And this is what he says. When the federal government settles a case against a corporate wrongdoer, any settlement fund should go first to the victims and then to the American people, not to bankroll third-party special interest groups or the political friends of whoever is in power.
Hear, right. Hear.
Well, there's so much of that that's gone on that the public has no idea or no clue about. But you mentioned a couple of things there, like the DOJ under the previous administration. Look what's happening in the news cycles today. So much corruption in all of those higher-level agencies.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI can't be trusted. The Department of Justice can't be trusted. You go on and on and on.
Department of State, perhaps?
Yeah. And now you find out about these gag orders that are there for one purpose and one purpose only.
To protect the government.
Right, to protect the perpetrators of all these injustices up there. And it's just so much of it is coming to light right now. Again, a lot of it due to citizen journalism and investigative tools that are available out there now that people can just go out and start the crowdsource the truth stuff. It's amazing because this guy, George Webb, he walks around, he comes up with something, he's out on the street, and he puts it up, he tweets it out, and all his followers out there get it. And they start searching, and in just either a matter of minutes or hours sometimes, he's got all the information on these individuals.
But even if you're not that savvy, there are some really good, solid alternative news sources out there. The information that I just gave you came from the Daily Caller.
Right.
The Washington Free Beacon is good. The Washington Examiner is good. There are a lot of papers that are working on doing investigative reporting. There's a group called Circa,
yep,
who has done a tremendous amount with this uranium one and Russian dossier thing. And what is the Daily Wire is another one. There are a lot of really good alternative news sources.
Right. And if you want to cut that cable off, quit paying that high bill, you can find a lot of alternative news sources online, like One America News.
Yes.
They do a great job.
It's very interesting that we're coming up on the Halloween season when all of these skeletons are coming out of the closet.
Absolutely. But you've got some pay-fors, like Glenn Beck started his pay-for view there. And then you've got Mark Levin's CRTV.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, these are conservatives. We are nonpartisan as a organization, CCTA. But we do espouse conservative values.
Absolutely.
The Constitution and conservative values. And that's what we are trying to get across. Mm-hmm.
The spirit of the ideas embodied in the Declaration of Independence, the notion of smaller government that's less obtrusive and protects the persons and rights of its citizens and
right.
gets the heck out of their way.
You know, as we're looking at the Constitution, and many people think the Constitution has given us rights, when that's a big fallacy. We have God-given rights, and the Constitution and those first 10 amendments are there to guarantee that our God-given rights cannot be taken right. away from us. The Constitution and the government didn't give them to us.
That's absolutely right.
You know, what you just said there, Bob, reminds me of what Thomas Jefferson said, that the federal government should be bound by the chains of the Constitution, and boy, they've burst those chains.
It's amazing to me how over such a short period of time our system has become so corrupted, but it's still the best system in the world. We got to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Michael has joined us. Michael, what have you got on your mind?
Variety of things. We were just talking, for one, about this budget deal that at first everybody says, oh, we're going to have a budget. We're going to have a budget for the first time in a decade. And it turns out that they want to have a budget so that they can shoehorn, kind of like they do with the omnibus deals, a bunch of varied items like the DACA amnesty and a bunch of other things in and try and get it all passed without people knowing the details of any one part.
Hal, you had a comment?
Well, it seems that tactic seems to work in favor of things we'd like to see sometimes, because it's supposed to be going to pave the way for the House and the Senate to take up a bill that would allow the tax reduction for the taxpayers to be greatly reduced with only 51 votes and also no filibuster allowed.
Using the reconciliation procedures.
Yes. Exactly. So that'll be a huge boost to the chances of getting the tax reduction through.
Well, right. It would be nice to have a budget instead of working on continuing resolutions.
Absolutely.
But the thing to consider here, and I hate to be cynical, but I'm good at it, there are an awful lot of people in both political parties who do not want Trump to succeed. And that has to be taken into account, because if he gets a budget and if he gets his tax reform, we will have an economic boom. And you will have a non-political outsider who does not belong to the political club who was a successful president. And that is the establishment's worst nightmare.
Mary, it's not quite their worst nightmare. It's a two-edged sword. If he succeeds, yes, they don't like that. I agree with you. But on the other hand, if they have an opportunity to get a budget in, to do tax reduction, and they refuse to do it, it might wreak havoc with their ability to get reelected. And that's the thing that they tend to hate even worse than an outsider
succeeding.
That's true.
We could wind up with a Democratic Congress.
That could be our ace in the hole.
Right. There again, it all depends on you, the voter out there, being informed and aware of what's going on.
And bringing a little pressure to bear.
Right.
I don't want to vote for reelection of somebody who makes tax reform and tax reduction and bringing monies home and American prosperity impossible. I don't want somebody like that. And I think there are a lot of people who feel the same way.
Rick, earlier you referred back to you're running for the Board of Education. And I'm just now reminded that back then, and that was the 2016 election, you actually had to file as a candidate in late 2015, in December of 2015, in order to be a candidate on the ballot, November of 2016. Here we are coming up now. I don't want to rush Christmas on us, but here we are 2 months away from Christmas, which would be essentially the same period
right,
to run in the 2018 election. I don't want to rush things, but there are a lot of, as you mentioned, there are a lot of representatives or whatever else that are representative senators or whatever else that might be afraid of losing the election. I would much prefer them to think of, I'm going to get primaried in my own party, and that would be a wonderful thing.
Yes, right. It would, Bob. I'm with you.
Excuse me. I'd like to pick up on something that Mary just said, and that was that sometimes this is not so much a Republican or a Democrat thing, but it's the establishment, the shadow government of bureaucracy
yes.
that exists there. And for years and years and years, it's been in the Congress. And so these people who are established don't want that to change, no matter whether the Democrats are in charge or the Republicans are in charge. They still want that bureaucracy in charge.
They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want anybody to come along and rock the boat.
Right. And that's why they're so willing to skirt voting on things that are actually in their job to do, and they would rather pass it off on a nameless, faceless bureaucrat. A bunch of these swing Republicans have decided they would rather, when it comes to something that's near and dear to a lot of our listeners, Second Amendment stuff, that they would rather the ATF just have a bureaucrat sign off on changing the rules, arbitrarily deciding mm-hmm. a rate of fire that determines what's a semi-automatic versus an automatic weapon, whenever those are, not to get too technical, those are functional items that have no, as of yet, no legal established rate, you know, standard. And to just say, we're going to, you know, put some vague law together, do some research like we were talking about earlier, look at some of these proposals, and they are absolutely so vague that they will be, you know, everybody talks about a slippery slope argument, but the law itself is the slippery slope because it has no actual teeth to it. It's whatever faceless bureaucrat B decides,
right.
And that will be the way that they can whittle away at any of your rights.
And we're not so stupid as to not recognize an infringement when it walks up and taps us on the head.
Right. Absolutely. That's one of the other things. It's in our mission statement what CCTA is all about. And that's less laws, not mm-hmm. more laws. We've got more laws. And one thing that really irks me is we've got so many laws that are unenforceable.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense.
Rainer and I once knew a woman, and picking up on what Michael just said about faceless bureaucrats, she worked in the health department at a state, and she was one of these people who made decisions about certificates of need and things like that that affected the health industry. And she said one night in our presence that the regulations that I write have the force of law. And she said it very proudly.
Yeah, and that's another thing I've mentioned in previous shows is all these big agencies out there have assumed more power and do try to legislate from within the agencies. You know,
we need legislators who will put those genies back in the bottles.
Right. Well, I think we need to get rid of a few of those agencies.
That is one of the better things that the current administration is doing.
Yes.
They're not even appointing replacements for some of these people, and they're saying, we're just going to leave these jobs unfilled. We're going to not staff these entire branches and naturally, everybody is throwing a hissy fit about it. And which is
not everybody. I see you smiling.
Everybody who writes and everybody who loves big government, which is most of the people in government, amazingly. So I think it's one of the better things they're doing because it doesn't take an act of, okay, we're officially going to abolish this. Now, what you have to then do is remember the next person that comes in that wants those positions filled is just going to appoint them. But at least it's doing something with immediacy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Saving us a lot of money at the same time.
One of the interesting things that I think has happened since President Trump took office is that a lot of the regulations, many of which were passed by executive order, are being unpassed.
By executive order.
Yes. Now, unfortunately, they can show up again. Mm-hmm. I just want to point out something that's totally ridiculous, but illustrates how ridiculous things can get. Sometimes states, and I suspect the federal government, is not wonderful about taking old laws off the books.
Right.
For instance, there is still a law, last I heard, they may have gotten to it by now, but there was still a law on the books in Rhode Island that if you drove at night, you had to have somebody running 50 feet ahead of you with a lantern. Now, of course, that was meant for horse and carriage days.
Right.
But can you picture that?
Yeah, there's a lot of those laws that are still on the books nowadays. And on that note, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. For fresh, delicious seafood, come to Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro. We've got a big variety to choose from. Do you like shrimp, scallops, salmon? We've got them. We've got all sorts of fish. Right now, come for the soft-shell crabs from our place. Sausage and salmon we've smoked with pecan wood, deviled crabs, and even peanuts we boil ourselves. You can also pick up seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sauces at Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, by this time, y'all have probably heard all you want to hear about the Trump dossier and some of the other activities that are going on. But I just want you to, again, Mary gave you a good list of news sites, alternative news sites that you could go to. Don't listen and believe everything you hear on mainstream media. A lot of this you ain't going to hear nothing about on mainstream media. But, you know, usually by the time it hits mainstream media, it's been twisted and turned and, you know, buttered up so much that it's not really representative of the actual facts is what I'm trying to say. So go out, do your homework on this stuff. For instance, follow the money. You've always heard that? Well, it's true. If you'll get out there and follow the money, you're going to find a lot of connections across a wide range of players in the game.
You mentioned that right now. If people decide that they're going to go to, quote, Snopes to find the real facts,
find out who's funding Snopes. Snopes is not a good place to go to find the truth.
Speaking of funding, it's the Washington Post, of all places, now, after pushing this for a while, has reporters that are saying they have evidence and they've seen documents linking the Clinton campaign to funding the dossier, which was then obviously used to, you know, passed off as some, oh, we need to investigate this. And that was one of the nexus points that they were saying, well, because this, there must be some credibility. And it was a political hatchet document.
Right.
It was no different than some of these classical, talking hundreds of years ago, purely yellow journalist fabrications that political parties made against their opponents so that people would have this cloud of, vagary in their mind. And then it's been gone after with the force of law, with the force of the American Justice Department. It's absolutely ridiculous how this has all come about.
Well, the interesting thing about that, now this is all over the Washington Post, the New York Post, and all these other newspapers. But one of the things that the New York Post brought out was Fusion GPS had originally been funded by a still unknown GOP consultant firm during the 2016 GOP primary.
Right.
So we know that Hillary's campaign took it over, but we don't yet know the identity of the person who began it. We have our suspicions, and we're not going to name names.
Well, that's what I'm saying about follow the connections. There's also evidence now that the Russians were paying the same people.
Oh, yeah,
The DNC was funding.
Yeah.
One thing I want to get out, Hal, and then I'll come right back to you there, is one of the attorneys, chief legal advice for some of the campaigns, to Hillary's campaign, some of the other campaigns, I found out today, is also the chief attorney for Roy Cooper, our governor. And, you know, there was a big push and effort put on here in North Carolina to get him elected, to turn North Carolina blue again. We've talked about the four top offices up there that all are Democratic now after this last election. We've talked about the vote.
And I'm not convinced that was a clean election, particularly that part of it.
We've talked about that and the numbers and all and how things don't add up. But just follow all these connections and you'll find the same nefarious characters in different parts. You know, here they are in the governor's race in North Carolina. Here they are defending at a higher level and
As coincidences mount up, the less likely it is that they are indeed coincidences.
Right, right.
In politics, there's almost never coincidences, is the way I've always...
Rick, I'd like to mention for a couple of minutes the meeting that Rain and I went to today, and I think it's to be of a lot of interest to our listeners locally, because Representative Michael Speciale was explaining the new district maps for the state legislature, and it'll affect us dramatically here in the 3rd District. You know, Michael has had Pamlico County and parts of Craven County and parts of,
Carteret?
No, Beaufort.
Beaufort.
Beaufort. And so that's going to all change. Now, for instance, Representative John Bell had part of River Bend. Now all of River Bend is under District 3 under Michael if this thing goes through. Then over at Fairfield Harbor and Bridgeton, and even as far up as Vanceboro, they're going to be in a different district now. They're going to be in District 79, which Keith Kidwell and Tom Moish are running, are represented from that one.
And it's a completely new district.
Right. So it's a, and you, we all just talked about that Pamlico is now going to be paired up with those counties that run all the way out to Dare County on the Outer Banks. It takes four counties to get that district going. So it's really strange and big, big, big changes. So a lot of people are going to find themselves in a district they weren't in before. Some will be happy with it and some won't.
All right. I understand that there's a pretty good chance that's all going to be disputed and wind up in the courts.
Yes. Well, that's what we heard today, too, but we also heard that if it were, it would be appealed to the Supreme Court, and they think they'll do better there just now that they've reorganized the Supreme Court. So the people that were talking to us today were very optimistic that eventually these maps would be accepted.
Right. And, again, that's a very small minority of people that cause things like that to happen.
Yeah.
They make false accusations of gerrymandering, or maybe they're accurate on the gerrymandering, but it's been going on both sides. You got to remember, North Carolina was under Democratic rule for over 100 years, you know, so they had everything established the way they wanted it. Yeah. They had the districts drawn the way they wanted them drawn. Yeah. The Republicans didn't get in there and redraw the districts, you know.
Well, the reason this one is so, or these, this grouping is so dramatically different, is that prior to this, racial profiling had actually been part of it. During the civil rights movement, the law actually required that we have districts in which minorities had a majority of voters, and
right.
there could four could elect one of their own. This, the immediate prior arrangement kept that basically intact, adjusted for population. This, as per directions from the courts, does not take that into account. Apparently, as they were drawing it, they drew down some information from the profile of the area, but it did not include. They did not know the racial makeup of the districts they were making up.
Right.
So, I don't understand the basis on which it's being attacked.
I'm going to be the contrarian in the room, I think, and I question everybody's motives when it comes to the way these districts are drawn. And I go with every party. Everybody looks at, there are open information. We've talked about this in our election. You can see who's registered and what addresses. So whether it be racial or anyway, everybody looks at D's and R's, and you can make whatever judgments you want, and they draw up the lines that favor them. And
I didn't say they didn't look at D's and R's.
I understand.
They haven't said that that's unconstitutional yet either.
Correct. Everybody manipulates the game because they're the ones who can, and I get that. It's the whole practice of drawing. You know, the fact is, I think I might have said this before, we have lines that make up districts. They're called counties, and if we followed county lines and adjusted by population, we could do just fine. People choose to live in a county or not. You have ordinances, and you have and zoning that way, and every one of these non-arbitrary districts already exist.
Michael,
once you start playing the line.
Michael, may I interrupt just a second? They talked about the various criteria they used, and where it was possible from population numbers, they kept a contiguous county together. And where two counties would do it, they tried very hard.
Which is why I agree with you that these are better than they've been.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And my only, going back to my other point, though, is this has gone on for a long time, and to say it's exclusively Democrats or Republicans, I'll put on the nonpartisan hat and say that that both of them do this. And the reality is social issues have changed, and a lot of people that used to be Democrats are now Republicans. And I think it's a matter of the way the parties have changed nationally more than the voters of North Carolina.
Right. Well, there again, a fine example of why you, the voter, need to be involved. Get up off that couch. Go be useful. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Don't forget, third Tuesday of every month, CCTA has a public meeting. It's free and open to the public. It's held in downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom. It starts at 7 o'clock. We hope y'all will come out and join us. Again, cctaxpayers.com is our official website, and on that website you can get all of Hal's watchdog reports. You can get Rainer's legislative action reports up there. And there's a wealth of information up there.
Wake Up Call is archived there.
Wake Up Call, this radio program, every show that we've done over Well, it's been over 3 years now. Every one of them's archived up there. You can just go back and listen to us all over and over again. Yeah, it might even help you go to sleep at night. Well, we hope you'll come back and join us again next week for CCTA Wake Up Call. We're here every Sunday, WTKF FM 107.1. 8 a.m. in the morning and no,
not 11,
11 a.m. in the morning, 8 p.m. in the evening.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
There's something for everyone at Stingray Cafe in New Bern. For the seafood lover, there are oysters, shrimp, scallops, clams, crabs, snow crab legs, and a wide variety of fish. Not in the mood for seafood? How about a salad, a burger, beef brisket, or some good old hickory smoked barbecue? There's even a menu section for folks 10 and younger. Open 7 days a week, the Stingray Cafe on South Front Street in New Bern, just across the street from the History Center.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. The CCTA appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Stingray Cafe, South Front Street, New Bern, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, and Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 Grantsboro. Also, the County Compass serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. Jay Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue, Force 5 Marine Saltwater Corrosion Inhibitor. Join us again next week at this time for your wake up call from the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, online at cctaxpayers.com.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.